Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 7th, 2018. Today we recall that on March 7th, 1908, Cincinnati Mayor Leopold Markbright stood before the city council and announced that women are just not physically suited to operate automobiles. Mayor Markbright, who was also known for late-night wild-driving escapades with his cronies, died a little over a year later and was unable to turn his opinion into an actual city ordinance. But here's a sampling of some of the patently ridiculous notions about women that are still on the books throughout the country. Actually, they tell us a lot about moral attitudes that were once commonplace enough to be endorsed by a city government or a state legislature. For example, in Virginia, it's illegal to tickle women. In California, it's still illegal for women to drive while wearing a bathrobe. Pack an air horn the next time you go to Logan, Utah, so you can censor yourself, because that city still prohibits women from swearing. If you're on a crowded bus in Seattle with your boyfriend, or any other man, and there's only one seat left, don't sit on his lap or you could end up in jail for 6 months. But it's okay if you put a pillow on his lap first. A woman in Vermont must obtain permission from her husband before wearing dentures. In Schluter, Oklahoma, it's illegal for women to gamble in the nude, in lingerie, or while wearing a towel. Several states place odd restrictions on the circumstances under which you can cut or style your hair. In Michigan, you need your husband's permission, but move to Oklahoma and you can do all the work on your hair you want as long as you have a license. But any of these states would be better places to live than Wisconsin, where it's still illegal to cut a woman's hair at all. Period. In Tucson, Arizona, women still can't wear pants, but given how hot it gets in Tucson, this law might be a blessing in disguise. In a handful of American cities like Memphis, Tennessee, or Waynesboro, Virginia, it's illegal for a woman to drive unless her husband runs in front of the car while waving a red flag. If you're single in Dyersburg, Tennessee, you have to do things the old-fashioned way because it's illegal to call a man to ask him out on a date. Several states and municipalities limit the number of women who can live in one house together. This was probably an effort to prevent the proliferation of brothels. In Carmel, California, women technically cannot wear high heels unless they have a permit from City Hall. Women in Owensboro, Kentucky, need their husband's permission prior to buying a hat, and I've saved the strangest one of all for last. In Oxford, Ohio, a woman cannot strip off her clothing while standing in front of a man's picture. You think I'm making this stuff up? Check it out at dumblaws.com. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 7th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.